Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
Teach the seeds.
Teach the seeds.
Teach
the seeds,
teach the seeds,
teach the seeds,
teach the seeds,
teach the seeds,
teach the seeds,
teach the seeds,
teach the seeds,
teach the seeds,
I am the black woman. Some know me as Queen Hatshepsut, Queen Nzinga, Harriet Tubman, and Winnie Mandela. From this day forward, I pledge my life to the liberation of my people. I will be a supportive, responsible, and loving mate. The black man will respect me and he sees me because I am the black woman, the original woman, mother of civilization and nurture of the black nation.
Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Or else they'll be zealots like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
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 I pledge allegiance to my black people. I pledge to develop my mind and body to the greatest extent possible. I will learn all that I can in order to give my best to my people and their struggle for liberation. I will keep myself physically fit, building a strong body free from drugs and other substances, which weaken me and make me less capable of protecting myself, my family, and my black brothers and sisters. I will unselfishly share my knowledge and understanding with them in order to bring about change more quickly. I will discipline myself to direct my energy thoughtfully and constructively rather than wasting them in idle hatred. I will train myself never to hurt or allow others to harm my black brothers and sisters, for I recognize that we need every black man, woman, and child to be physically, mentally, and psychologically strong. These principles I pledge to practice daily and to teach them to others in order to unite my people.
Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Or else they'll be zealots like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
Black power.
Teach the seeds.
Economics. Black science. Mathematics. Agriculture. Good health. Black love.
It's time for the culture. It's time to go back. It's time for Vancouver. It's time to go back. It's time for Vancouver. It's time to go back. It's time for Vancouver. It's time to go back. It's time for Vancouver. It's time to go back. It's time for Vancouver. It's time to go back.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and this is our Thinking Out Loud Thursday series, broadcasting live every Thinking Out Loud Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm truly honored and privileged. I say that most of the time, but today, for real, I am truly honored and privileged to have in our midst a special guest by special request. Queen Jasira is in the building. Her Majesty has decided to grace us with her presence on this Thinking Out Loud G9 May Thursday. So I'm excited. I know y'all excited. So y'all got any questions, y'all got any comments, got anything y'all want to say to the Queen, we got for a limited time today. The phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. The chat room is open as well. So if you have something to say in the chat room, we will relay your sentiments to our guests. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others, the whirlwind. She is the RVG whirlwind and the strongest warrior advocate for young African children that I know in the world. So Her Majesty is here, and let's bring her on, Queen Jasira, in the building.
Hey, free the land, Aditi Kodia, new African power. I didn't get that.
This came in like a breeze. You know, it's like, boom. Hey.
How you
free
doing?
Free land, black love, black power. I am,
okay,
in your honor, Blacktastic. You understand?
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
You know,
I understand that. Hey.
I'm definitely proud, though. Excited, honored. I got to keep myself together before I get off track and stuff. You understand what I'm saying? This is a long time coming, you know, to have you here.
Right.
Finally, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that the schedule opened up and the opportunity that was like, hey, what up? He was like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
10 years later, all right, okay. I got you. You don't wait it long enough, player. All right, I got you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't remember it quite like that, but okay.
I think
it happened 10 years. It's been like a good maybe going on 2, I think. We've been trying to get this together, but I was just like, let's go ahead and let's do it, because it keeps getting put off. So let's go ahead and knock this out.
Definitely been a long time fan and supporter and celebrator, cheerleader,
right,
whatever you want to call it. You understand that? Advocate for you and advocate for your rise and that royal family that you have. You know, the moves that you make in the community, you know, the music, you know, your stance, you know, all kinds of things. You see what I'm saying? So watching interviews over the years, definitely been a big fan and a big supporter of what you have been doing and will continue to do. So I'm glad to have this moment in the Jasira space.
I appreciate sharing the time and space with you too. Now I have mad respect for what you do as well. You know, you've always been, you're a supporter not only of me, but of, you know, anybody that's doing positive work in our African community. So, you know, I appreciate that. Of course, you know, the media and controlling our narrative, that's important for us, you know, as an African people, as a new African people, to have control over our narrative and to have control over what information is being put out. So, you know, radio programs and supporters such as yourself help to further that part of the agenda. So my hat's off to you as well.
Oh, snap. Don't get me hyped, though. But yeah, I'm already hyped enough. I'm trying to unhype so I can focus. So let's start. Let's start with this introduction. Take as little or as long as you like to introduce yourself to the family, and we can go from there.
Okay. You want me to introduce myself?
Please.
Okay. Well, I mean, I always start off by just, you know, throwing out several one-word adjectives to describe myself. You know, first of all, you know, I'm a new African. I'm a revolutionary nationalist. I'm a mother. I'm a singer, a songwriter, an MC, a community activist, an advocate for children, and I'm a survivor. So, you know, those words individually and collectively describe the total experience that is Queen Jasira. I've been in the Memphis area for going on 14 years. I'm Memphian by way of a small town in Mississippi called Aberdeen, Mississippi. And since I've been in Memphis, I've been able to join up with some brothers and sisters and be able to do some work. You know, the primary thing for me is to fight for liberation for our people, and that's in several ways. Through the community work that we do, boots on the ground in the community, through the music that I do, whether it's my personal music or, you know, a lot of people in Memphis know me as a reggae artist as well. So I've sung at several reggae events. And typically, outside of my own personal music, if I'm doing any other music, it's reggae. So, but anything that I do it with an eye and an interest toward the liberation of our people. So, and as again, that's through several ways, through an organization called African Pride, where we're trying to raise the political education of the masses of the people, trying to raise their awareness through the again, through my artistry, through Concerned Citizens of Memphis. That's an organization I've been with pretty much since the day I stepped foot in Memphis, where we feed and clothe the homeless every 2 weeks. And just, you know, those different things. And most importantly, you know, I'm an advocate for the children, because I'm a survivor of child sexual abuse, and that is something that is plaguing our communities. It's a pandemic. It's not just an epidemic that's here. Is a pandemic that's going on all over the world at a very alarming rate. Our children have and their chances of being sexually abused are greater than their chances of being born left-handed, you know, than that natural chance. So fighting about in several different arenas. And that's pretty much, you know who I am. I know that I forgot to mention I'm an actress. I think you and I even chatted earlier today about the performance in 1831
on
Turner Street. Yep. That was a play written by Jamal Otoriel of Brothers Keeper that we had the opportunity to take on the road and perform in Philly and in D.C. It was a smash on the East Coast. So I think that's something else that you've seen me do. So I dibble and dabble. Once I had my son 4 years ago, I kind of put down the acting. I've recently started picking it back up. And so I did like a little theatrical staged reading back in August here in Memphis. And now, as I mentioned to you, I'm also about to be the lead role in a local film series that's slated to start shooting in Memphis in December. It's a film series that's called, it's a TV film series that's called Toxic. So, yeah, that's me in a nutshell as far as Jasira.
That's a lot. That's a whole lot.
Yeah, it is.
And by definition, you live up to its name, Bold, Courageous Woman for Black. Like, that is the greatest definition and the greatest attribute that could be ascribed to someone who lives this way, you know, 100%. So,
right. Well, I mean, if we're going to be for our people, it requires that we be bold and it requires that we be courageous. So I was more than thankful to receive that name because, you know, our names are supposed to be what our purpose is. So every time someone calls my name, Jasira, it is reaffirming to me what my purpose is. Every time my name is repeatedly called, or if it's repeated, even in our conversation here or when I'm dealing with people, anytime that I hear my name, it reaffirms that for myself. So I think it's perfect for me. I spent a good bit of my time, because of how I was raised and how I spent the earlier part of my youth, a good bit of my time feeling out of place, not knowing where I fit, not knowing why I was here, what was my purpose. And once everything just came together, once I moved to Memphis, I was given a name and a naming ceremony, and everything began to line up. It was like the, you know, the creator and the universe and the ancestors are like, okay, now let's work.
So let's stay there. I wanted to go there, you know, kind of layered in this, you know, discussion. What was it on your spiritual path, or, you know, how did you become this bold, courageous African warrior for Black people? You know, what were the steps along the path, if, you know, whatever you want to share with us in that regard?
Well, the first major step for me was coming into contact with, you know, with one of the strongest men that I've ever met. His name was Hamisha Halifu Utumwa. You know, that was our general, and he transitioned back in April, but I had the privilege of being under his tutelage, you know, from the time that I met him. It was either late 06 or early 07, off and on for all of those years. And so he is the reason. I was always a spiritual person anyway, you know, but when you look at something objectively, there are two sides to everything. So you have the spiritualism, and then there's also, you know, the materialism. You have to have, you know, it's okay to be in tune with your roots and to give honor to your ancestors. But materially, we are responsible for the liberation of our people. You know, we have to materially bring that forth. And when you materialize something, you know, you have to, it has to be your hands. You have to put your hands on it. You know what I mean? So studying under Brougham helped me to go from being a person who simply thought about all of the things that I was into actually materializing them and acting on them. You know, and one of the things that we always repeat, even amongst ourselves, the ones who he left behind to carry on this work, we always talk about repetition and affirmation. So, you know, even now, you know, nothing ever stays the same. You know, everything is in a constant state of growth and development. So I'm the Jasira who you're talking to now wasn't the Jasira who you saw almost, what, over 8 years ago, or maybe 10 years ago at this point, in the 1831 Turner Street play. I'm not even the same Jasira who you talked to when you were trying to get me to come on the show with Dito Green when he dropped his project almost 2 years ago. I think it's been at least a year, if not a year and a half now. So just the continual evolution and doing what we have to do, the studying, you know what I mean? The studying, the action that is required of you from what you study, because, you know, people always say that knowledge is power, but knowledge isn't really power until it's applied. You know, until you start applying and materializing what you're reading and what you're learning and what you just innately know that you should be doing, then there is no growth. You know, you become stagnant. So as far as how I started, you know, I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness. So thankfully, I always say thankfully, and people are like, what? Because, you know, everybody has in their mind who Jehovah's Witnesses are. But because of that, I already grew up knowing the truth about, you know, holidays. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't have to really, that wasn't, you know, cause sometimes that's a big thing for people to give, you know, to give up. Some don't. But for me, that's what I did. But it wasn't hard for me to do it because I wasn't celebrating it anyway. And so it wasn't hard for me to let that go and then pick up Kwanzaa, you know what I'm saying, and start practicing those seven principles that are supposed to guide our lives daily, not just those seven days out of the year.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? So it's just a matter of, again, just the people that I surround myself with. It was like when I moved to Memphis on a weekend, and then 6 days later, I met Brothers Keeper at a spoken word spot, and I immediately got into feeding the homeless. I immediately got into the going to the open mics and hearing other poets, which sparked me to begin, because I always was an artist, but because of how I was raised, you know, I was restricted from being able to participate and show that artistry. So I was able to release all of what I had been holding, you know, as far as being an artist. And then once I started becoming an artist and I was able to release my experiences, you know, the abuse that I had suffered, I was able to release that. And in releasing that, that's how I found out that, hey, it's a lot of people who this has happened to, which led me to research, which led me to find out that 1 in 3 girls will be sexually abused by the time she's 18 and 1 in 6 boys. But only 1 in 13 people are born left-handed, only 13% of the population, you know? So I was like, wow. And that's what kind of led me to the path of, we got to do something about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be something, there has to be something that has to be done about this. Because number one, it's not being talked about. And number two, nothing's being done about it. You can't do anything about something if you don't acknowledge it, if you don't acknowledge that it's there. You know what I mean? Just like we know this, the system, the institution of racism, white supremacy permeates every facet of our living, of our being. But a lot of us, not, you know, not me and you, because I know we know better, but a lot of us, the masses of the people, are not aware. You know what I mean? They're aware that something is wrong, but they don't want to speak on what it is. You know what I mean? And until, just right. like with the child sexual abuse, until we can say, this is the root of our problem, you know what I'm saying, from how we relate to each other in our homes as male and female, and that's where liberation starts, is in the home. You can't go out and liberate the masses of the people or even your block until you achieve that liberation and that freedom and that unity in the home. And as men and women, how we relate to each other or how we don't relate to each other, there can be lines directly drawn from that to the institution of racism, white supremacy. So we have to recognize it, we have to say it, and then we have to do something about it. And so that's a long-winded way, perhaps, of just letting you know what my evolution has been, from being someone who's always been spiritual, which is still with me, to now being somebody who's materially trying to bring forth change, instead of just sitting back and praying about it and hoping things get better. You know what I mean? It's just like a person who needs a job, and they're praying. They're sitting on the couch, and they're praying. They might go to their altar and pray. They might hold on to their crystals and pray. But, you know, it's going to be rare that a job just lands on your doorstep. You have to do something to materialize it, right? You know, right. So that's where the material part, the material aspect of who I am, comes into play, as far as, you know, how it plays with the spiritual side. You know what I'm saying? I pray. I have an altar where I honor my ancestors. But when I get through praying and when I get through, you know, meditating, then I get up and I go to work. And that's the material side of it.
That's right. Faith without mm-hmm. works is dead in every
exactly.
culture, in every facet
exactly.
of our spiritual incarnation. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
The kingdom of heaven does not come with observation, you know, for those folks who that applies to. And that's the universal message for African people. Liberation
mm-hmm.
don't come with observation. You got to go do something.
Exactly.
You know?
That's exactly right.
Your family business is empowered and motivated whether we do something or we don't do something. You know,
right.
when we do something, the tide changes. You know, so as long as we are in compliance, we are complicit in our destruction. You see what I'm saying?
Right. You know how what they say, I'm with you when you're right.
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 Yeah, so yeah, definitely this inspiration towards cultural expression that you bring in a multifaceted type of style. It's not one-dimensional. That creativity, that brilliance, that use of improvisation, your
mm-hmm.
stage presence, you know, you command the audience's attention, you know, and it flows. You like it flows like you came in. You just like, hey, you understand? What I'm saying? It's like, so it's not like it's forced or it's abrasive. It's a natural ebb and flow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just listening to you over the years. Into your lyrics, like the heartfelt connection with your audience. You know what I mean?
Right.
That voice of inspiration, like, now says, I got you. I'm right here now, brother. I got you. You see what I'm saying? But not naive
mm-hmm.
either.
Right.
Now, again, with that part, I'm with you when you're right. Like, hold on, Cat Daddy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That now she came out to save your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shiki, that uncle, none of that about to save you. You in the wrong. You in the damn wrong. And,
right.
you know, we're going to deal with it like that. So that comfortability with balance that you provide, I think it's, you know, masterfully amazing. You know, I would say that, you know.
I appreciate that.
As a supporter and a fan.
I appreciate it. I do. But yeah, even that was like a journey in itself. Because you know, when you first made my acquaintance, I was strictly African insurrection music, and it was all about banging on the cracker. You know what I'm saying? Like that's all that I really, really focused on. And even that was limiting for me because, you know, as I mentioned, there's two sides to everything, you know. And so there's a revolutionary side, but then there's also, but, you know, the my latest single, For Life, it's about a queen professing her love for her king. That's revolutionary nowadays, you know what I'm saying? That's revolutionary because the black man and the black woman and the black family in general is under attack, you know what I'm saying? They are taking the attack down to the most minute level, to the most simplest level, because it is from that most simplest level that more black life is generated. So if you can cause strain between a black man and black woman and make the black man and black woman not even want each other, then of course that greatly aids in the plan for, you know, this global system of racism, white supremacy. But I started working with a local music group in Memphis called Straight Drop Music Group. And I was able to explore, you know, the other side, because there were other things that I wanted to explore with my music. So the single is actually me kind of delving into the other side. And I have another single that will be released soon, and it's revolutionary as hell. But I just wanted to, I'm at a place now, you know, again, like if you're not hearing the tone, it's kind of like, you know, it's the duality. You know what I'm saying? It's the duality. It's the, you know, being transparent about both sides of who I am. And I'm in a more balanced place now than I ever have been, just because I finally feel free to be able to express all sides instead of feeling like I have to, you know, and me feeling that I had to do things a certain way, that was just all pressure that I put on myself, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I was getting pressure from anybody else to be a certain way, but it was just me overthinking, being the Virgo, overanalyzing. And I finally had to kind of let that go as well, and explore some other things, because there are other ways to be revolutionary besides just on the, you know, on the war front. You know what I'm saying? Again, like the bringing forth black life. I had a son 4 years ago, 19 years after I had my, you know, what I thought was my last child. So choosing to bring forth a black life, a new African life, and a male new African life at that, in this day and age, that's a revolutionary act. The expression of love between me and his father, that planned expression of love to bring him forth, that's a revolutionary act nowadays. So fighting for these children, that's a revolutionary act. You and this radio program, putting out what the masses of the people need to hear, and controlling it yourself, that's a revolutionary act. So, you know, we have to break down these, you know, the stereotypes or the expectations of what we think something should look like, and realize that just us existing is a revolutionary act in itself, because not too many people have made it back home today, you know, brother. Like, you know, me and you were on the phone. Now it's not a lot of people who woke up this morning and are now enjoying their evening, you know, because we are under attack. So that's just revolutionary in itself.
So since we're there in the musical realm, I don't want to get to the single yet, but I do want to do this melody that I got, this medley, this Joshua medley right here. It might take you back, you know,
okay,
and forward at the same time, so you can see, you know, what's going on right here. This was some tough choices to see what was gonna make the cut. You see what I'm saying? So if you ain't really like how this song came out, don't judge me. You understand?
Okay.
Don't judge me for my choices, but you can, you know.
I.
So, Let's just see what's going on here. And if y'all got any questions, comments, and y'all listening on live or Her Majesty Queen Jasira in the building, phone number calling 949-477-1755. Again, 949-477-1755. Press 1.
Yeah, y'all holler at the queen.
Holler at the queen. Why y'all got it in the field? You understand? You understand what I'm saying? Let's start off with this right here.
Okay.
Praise Matt Turner, glory to Garvey, and long live the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad.
Abibi Fahodie.
Hey sis, how you doing?
Hey sis, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm not doing too good, sis. I just found out I'm pregnant.
Wait, I don't understand. You say you're bringing forth life? Shoot, it's gonna get no better than that.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to do it this time. I got too much going on. I think I'm gonna have to go and make that appointment.
Hold on, sis. Already got two young feet, a thermos, another little mouth to feed. I see the value of human life is greatly diminished in your eyes, to the point where you don't try to see this life in a positive light. Oh my, look how they trained you to think you have a right to choose, slowly shifting your belief away from the little one's heartbeat. Now to you it's just an object, which makes your body just perfect to turn also willingly into a legal murder scene, to walk in that building and pay your 350. Your pavement secures another page in our history of genocide, cause in their eyes what feeble minds would justify facilities and politics to implement eugenics. Margaret Sanger must be proud, a plan to kill every black child is realized and coming true. The proof is in Planned Parenthood. Now since all of this might be new, so all I need for you to do is close your eyes and listen to that little voice inside of you. Think that this
trick us more visibly by forming birth control leagues.
Oh, trying to teach without Greeks harassing. If they knew we'd be shackled and chased down, they would have sailed north, killed them at their borders. No chance to explore us, they're gonna kill our future sons and daughters. Pain ain't over, it's on my shoulders. Brain is on full takeover. The TV trap you on your sofa, keep us locked with the evilest plots performed for centuries. Attacked genetically, so we all act homosexually. Raped our women in front of our face, the bondage. Lost ourselves in the harvest, forgot who the black god is. Imagine we saw him savage, captured our kids in droves. Should've never let him leave our homes. Wouldn't let him go and tell his king our trees make rubber. Skin him raw, burn his laws and protect our mothers. This black man stands, reflection on my spine. We change his time, I find you guilty of your crime.
If I rule the world,
I keep it black.
I protect all my sons. We must protect those babies. Our future's those little girls.
Could it be to protect them? I'm out my mind. Time. If the world you asking me, we gotta deal with what the facts is. This war black versus Anglo-Saxon got us a tad insane. Blast, show your wrath when they spaz. Do the math, the order comes from they brass. Use the truth to defend the task. Burn the villas of the Jews, how we do. Stop eating reckless, no homosexuals on the black checklist. So many years of oppression gave me visions. Plantation living, to this day impact our system. Remind, to remind our history's profound. They try to hide what we wrote down, the first pronouns. No belief in token control without knowing. Nope. Sitting on them digits, convincing to put your hope in. Tips and Gladys, classic music hitting trances. Music for insurrections, maybe eight for you romantics. Political prisoners set free like Nas speaks. Don't work for beats, squeeze the M3, protect the sea. Ancestors won't bleed in West Indies. We don't vote for the mayors, the crack is silly. We built it, we take the city. They mad fast, sickness in this beef like a mad cow. We killing all the cracker traffickers that went to Africa.
I rule the world,
I keep it black.
I protect all my.
To hear our story, we reverse the people's worries. A black man to fight back, no fear where he's buried. Blasting at Jake for getting raped, shooting his face. Take no breaks, take pride in the race. This the hate produced by hate. Escape and let it marinate. They fabricate, try to maze grace. Switch the face and faith for greats. Millionaires need to be purged off the sacred land of the people that began this world. For them, I have to stand up. We ain't fighting this wars to win. The color of your skin gonna judge who I'm letting out the pen. If I rule the world, first law is written. Please have forgiveness. Why you taking the life of white privilege? Wouldn't be no such thing as chemically reduced chemistry between brothers and sisters lacking identity. They only show us what they want. Realities come. Let my mind out. They find out my God and my gun.
If I rule the world,
I keep it black.
I protect all my sons. We must protect those babies. Our future's those little girls.
Could it be who protect them? I'm out my mind.
This is what we find.
Treasure in my mind. Different day, different time. If the world was mine.
Yo, bro. Yo, what's good, shorty up there, B?
Man, she look like she could stir up that pot and make it hot. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying? She looking like she charged up them crystals, B. I don't know, man. I gotta see what's good.
Dido sit in this king chair. I need me a queen here. My jeans ain't that baggy. I ain't wearing no tight gear. Harlem, New York. I talk with Malcolm and Garvey walk. I only kill that mattress. Draw your outline and body chalk. I ain't trying to be nasty, but I tell if you ask me. Plus, these sisters need to know. My lap ain't no fag seat. No haste for procreation. I ain't wasting your company. Love to be the guard of your prayers and catch a felony. Ready to protect you from the sheriffs and his deputies. Now check me. ain't Mayweather, but I hit that bag to make it last. I walk the path, need some healing from the whiplash. Usain Bolt, I season tracks, come be my Mrs. Dash. I'm Dido Green, tell my daughter, baby, stack your cash. What's the 411? Let me know, son. What's the 411? What's the 411, queen?
What's the 411, king?
I'm about to do my thing.
Yeah, you about to do your thing.
What's the 411, queen?
What's the 411, king?
I'm about to do my thing.
Yeah, you about to do your thing.
What's the 411, queen?
What's the 411, king?
I'm about to do my thing.
Yeah, you about to do your thing.
What's the 411, queen?
What's the 411, king?
Yeah, I did my thing.
Yeah, I know you did your thing. Yeah, bro, what makes you different from the next brother? Black power speech, would you really face this beast? I hope the heart inside your chest is packed. Have you rapping, tapping out if I throw this back? I ain't got no time for Uncle Tom, that's the Becky's man. On the block the next day, screaming free the land. Black and sight, but in your heart, there's a whiter man. I'm not having that, no, I'm not having that. I'm the goddess, you the god, that's how it's got to be. I'm Jasira, ain't no coons running up in me. I seen it happen to my sister and her friend Shanice. Righteous self, respect, protect, then we'll be free. So if you with it and earn your 7 digits, then I trust you'll catch me if I fall. If you with it, let's decipher him as well. Yeah, so what's the 411, huh?
Black, I seen Shorty from way back. I think she right, brother.
Man, she right. She giving you that flavor?
All that flavor. All 32 Baskin Robbins ain't got nothing on her. That juju is so right.
I know that's right, brother.
Yo, man, Pastor Greeny the first lady. I think this is it.
So what's good, G? What y'all getting into?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna see what's up. Try to go see the vegan, baby.
All this love, all you can have.
Dido Green knows you're special.
All my life, I fight for you.
I need your strength to pull me through.
You need me and I need you.
Dido Green's very special.
Singing to you, the spirit divine.
The sound of your voice helps me refine.
A black man's love is meant for me.
Jasira, you're something kind of special.
Black love is right worth the life that I'm living.
What's the 411, queen?
What's the 411, king?
I'm about to do my thing.
Yeah, you about to do your thing.
I said, what's the 411, queen?
What's the 411, king?
Yeah, you know I did my thing.
Yeah, I know you did your thing.
I had the medley going on, you know, again, like I said, don't judge me.
Nah, I mean, that's, you went from way back to the outside of this single, the most current stuff I've done. And that was, what's up? You took me, yeah, I like what you selected. I like what you selected.
Yeah, I had to sift through. I was binging for a while, you know, you know. Going back and forth with the live performances and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So it was tough. It wasn't easy, you know, to just come up with something.
Right,
but I wanted to kind of paint a picture of what I've seen over the years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these, you know, spoke to your intent and your lifestyle, you see what I'm saying, how you live, you know, culturally,
mm-hmm.
how you are connected, and, you know, what you mean to our people, you know, you can hear it, you know, you can hear it in the lyrics.
Yeah.
So, and some multifaceted type of versatility type of vibe. So it's like, all right, you can hear, like, what I'm saying in regards to, you know, the levels and dimensions, you know,
mm-hmm.
Of you and what you provide. You know, I didn't get the reggae either. You know, I was looking, you know, about to see the reggae. I threw the reggae in there too, so it would have been like the whole gambit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, what were some of the things that came to you listening to you over the years now in this, you know, little short span of time? And I definitely want to know how that whole experience went with Dido for these two tracks right here, because when I met up with them when I went back home, he let me hear like some of the ideas he was working on for the project, and I was like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, this is about to be crazy. And he was like, yeah, you know, Queen Dasira gonna be on the joint. I was like, oh man. And then when I heard it, when that joint first came, when I heard it, I was like, ooh shit, bye Mary. Bye, Lauren. Bye, Nana. Get the fuck out of here. You understand? Like, I got the chance to hear it right, and I never wanted to hear the other ones again. You see what I'm saying? I was like, is Dita going to pull the Puma? And he pulled the, I said, Dita pulled the Puma out. I said, damn, this is, that was amazing. You know, it was healing. It was fun. It was spiritual. It was overwhelming. It was breathtaking. It was art. It was love. It was creativity. It was, you know what I'm saying? It was all of those factors of brilliance that exist within the dynamics and the recesses of the African mind at play. And it just sound easy. You know what I'm saying? It sound easy. But I don't know if it was. You understand what I'm saying? But it sound effortless, you know, again. So it's just like that, hey. Yeah. You came in like, hey. You know what I'm saying? And then to see y'all perform it, you know.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to. I know I'm all over. See, I got excited again.
Oh, no. Yeah,
down.
Like the whole, yeah, that whole experience with Dita, like when I first heard of United Front, I became a United Front fan because of Dita. You know what I'm saying? So when I finally had the opportunity to see the brothers and meet them in person, he was taking his hiatus from the group at that time. So that's how I became really, really close with, you know, Alma Wiley. Like, Alma Wiley is my best friend. And started working with Bomani. So I actually had done tracks with them, but those tracks didn't make the final cut of the projects that Bomani and Alma Wiley have put out. So when Dito came, you know, came back to the group, you know, he sought me out. So it went from there. He was like, yeah, I want to put you on these two tracks. But at the time, I didn't know I was going to be the only feature on the entire album. So Dito is such a, I don't want to say a perfectionist, but he knows what he wants things to sound like. And so actually recorded, I don't think it was both of those tracks, but at least one of them I had recorded here in Memphis. And he was like, you know, he was like, look, I'm just going to fly you up here. And you're going to record, you know, with my people in the studio. And he was like, and we just going to work like that. And so Bomani came down from Canada. We went into the studio. And once I got over my jitters, then it did come, you know, it was effortless. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dietl and I, we have a connection, like, on the musical level to where, like, it was very complimentary. And it was very natural. And we got the opportunity to finally perform the tracks, you know, at the RBG Family Weekend in Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area last year.
Right.
And so it was just like, it worked. It worked. I look forward to us doing something again. But that whole experience, it was just, you know, I was a fan for so long. I was, you know, overwhelmed. And then, you know, but...
Right.
It was just like little tips he was giving me that's even helped me in my own music, him and Bomani. It's like the little nuances in the music that can make the track, you know, bounce. It's not even about the main vocals, it's the little things that you do. And so they really helped me, and it was an awesome experience, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, anytime I've recorded before has been with Brothers Keeper. So again, I was nervous, never really worked with anybody in the studio outside of those brothers, and they made me feel comfortable.
Right.
And we went in there and knocked it out, and it turned out to be a really good product. You know, those two songs and the overall project that he put out was excellent. Mm-hmm. And
I ain't giving him no more props.
As far as...
I ain't giving him no more props until I get an interview. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying before.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying before. Like, that's I know I was supposed to come on with him. So, yeah, hopefully he hears this and he goes and he hits you up.
He's delinquent.
But, yeah.
Right. You know, she's
the
link with right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we are the link, but I'm going to let them know, hey, come on.
Not you. You good. You was always good.
I'm good now. I'm good.
Him
okay.
Directly,
okay.
He's the link. He ain't really the link because when, you know, when the project actually came out, I think we talked for like 3 hours on the phone about the project. Okay. You know what I mean? So
right.
It was really, really something, you know, to actually do it. We just never did a show, you know,
mm-hmm.
on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with respect to the project, I did the same thing with O. I did the same thing with Bo. You know, I did the same thing with, you know, my man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
you know, just, I wanted to give him his just due. I wanted to give Dito his just due with his project. You see
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Especially first solo project, you know. So that's why I wanted y'all to come on together, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I did get that complimentary vibe with the project and with the performances. So, you know, kind of putting
mm-hmm.
those things together and, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a behind-the-scenes person. Like, I like to hear the stories behind the scenes. You see what I'm saying? The story
right.
is in the story. And you don't know until you synergistically with each other and be like, yo, you remember? You'd be like, you just going to do that right now? You understand what I'm saying? You know, so that's, you know, what's of interest to me, you know, aside from, you know, analyzing the project and going through the lyrics and, you know, and asking questions about them. Because I'm always interested like that, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I want to know the story behind the story. Then I'll get into the intricacies of the lyrics, you know. So
Right. That's understandable, yeah.
So the second part of the question.
Right. So, I mean, like, the, man, the starting out with the, you know, the Black National Anthem, like, that was just me playing around. And you know, and I was like, I think I was, like, watching, you know, a sporting event, and that junk came on, and I was like, what if we had our own? Like, I know, of course, Lift Every Voice and Sing. I thought, what if we had our own, you know, that would make the people want to get up and fight, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But the way that thing turned, you know, the way that it has just gotten wings, like, I have people that want me to send them the lyrics so that they can teach it to so it's crazy and so irritated Jeannie, because, you know, the original version is way more raw. So the version that you played, was, you know, irritated Jeannie being like, hey, you know, let's do a softer version, the one that can be played for the children. And he was like, kind of, you know, will speak to everyone no matter the age, because it has that Marvin Gaye type feel to it, you know, when Marvin Gaye sang
right.
the national anthem. So, and then, you know, the one about the song about abortion, like that's one of my favorites. Off of my CD is, you know, I appreciate that you chose a track that's not one of the most popular ones in terms of, like, what I normally perform or what people normally ask me to perform, but it's actually one of my favorite tracks. And then from that to the Crown Me Queen, like, that's also one of my favorite ones, because those two songs were written from personal experiences. And of course, you know, we talked about the Dito ones. Which one am I missing? It's not coming to me now. But did I miss one? Or was that five?
No, that was five.
Okay, it was five. It was all five of them. Yeah.
So
I was just sitting here like, wow, like I was bobbing my head and grooving like it was my first time hearing those joints. So I appreciate being taken down that memory lane. So it just kind of reminds me of, you know, where I started out, kind of reaffirms, because I haven't changed as far as my, you know, my stance,
right.
as far as what's represented in those songs. So I haven't changed, but I definitely have grown. So I look forward to blessing the people with some of, you know, my growth through this new music that I'm trying to work on and release, and this new project that I'm working on.
Definitely. And I'm looking forward to the series that you're going to be in. How can people, how can they support that? Is there any way that we can get notified when the series comes out that we're going to be in this toxic series?
The best way to follow it at this time, because right now we are about to shoot the pilot episode, and so that's going to be mid-December. Then it's going to be like 3 weeks from it as far as when it's ready. To be released. So the easiest way to stay on top of that, and just with what's going on with me in general, is to follow my Queen Jasira page on Facebook. You know, it's KWEENJASIRA, and I post about everything, you know, from my music to the acting to the you know, the advocacy for children, you know, as far as how to prevent child sexual abuse, you know, I do everything from that page. So if you like that page, then I'll definitely be releasing more information as I know it, because that's all I know at this point. We're kind of keeping it under wraps until we can get the production rolling.
All right. So y'all stay tuned to us. Going on, so you ain't out of tune with what's going on.
Right. Out of tune and out of the loop and all of that.
Right. So this creative range that you possess is like on some Ray Charles, James Brown, Nina Simone kind of vibe. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Ray did it through every genre of music. You know, he did it through every genre of music. He did it. And James made it funky, made it, you know what I'm saying? Like he put all of his all of all into what he did, you know, every aspect of it. And improvisation, him and Ray, they were masters. And Nina Simone gave you the depths of her soul, dark, light, happy, sad. Whatever modality she did, that soul, high priestess of soul, you see what I'm saying? And you bring those elements, you bring the work ethic, you bring the savvy, you bring the creativity, but you also bring the depths that folks is afraid, they might be afraid to expose to the world like that, the deep depths, like there's pain here, it's hellified. It's also love. It's also resurrection. It's also transformation. There's all kinds of things in there that exist within the confines. You know, everything, change and healing are not, they don't feel good. They don't smell good.
Right.
They don't taste good. You understand what I'm saying? Like that. And liberation is all of that. You see what I'm saying? Like, so you envisioning. Liberation. People use the term to try to degrade your thought process about romanticizing. If you are in love with your people, isn't that romance?
Right.
Aren't you romantic in your thoughts about your people? You know, aren't you romantic? Like, don't you fall in love with liberation? Like, you want to see our people free and our enemies fall? Like, that's a love story. This is why you got the uniform on. You know, this is what we signed up for. This is the reason why we stand. This is why we have breath in our lungs. This is what we're here for. This is a labor of love. So when they be like, oh, man, here you go, romanticize. Yes, I'm in love. I am in love. You understand? Because when you're in love, you do things that you wouldn't normally do.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, if we're trying to liberate our people, the first requirement is to have an undying love for our people. You know, our general, Hamishu, I spoke of earlier, he used to tell us all the time, you know, I'm in love with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And our group is men and women. So we're not talking about white sex type of love, you know, as far as when he was speaking to the brothers. But, you know, you got to have an undying love for the people, undying. And the reason why it has to be undying is because this is a protracted war that we're in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and there are going to be ebbs and flows and ups and downs and some days where you just be like, you know what? You want to give up. I don't think they ever going to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm tired of this. You know what I'm saying? So, but if you have a real undying love for your people, then you're going to get up the next day or hell, maybe in the next 5 minutes or 30 minutes, you're going to get you're going to go right back to work. So, yeah, we got to be in love with our people because the masses of the people are not in love with themselves. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be in love with our people. We have to believe in our people because, you know, this liberation that we seek, I'm 41. So the total liberation that we seek, I am more than likely, you know, certain that I won't see it. And this is why I'm doing it for all of those coming behind me, my children, but even my people that I don't even know, that I love. Like, I want this. I, you know, we fighting for this for y'all, because, you know, because we deserve it, you know what I mean? And we deserve to be restored to who we were traditionally. You know, that's, right. That's our birthright. That's our right. You know, and so, and that's the, yeah, this is romance. Even in these cracker movies, the romance ain't, it's not easy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The basic storyline is boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy tries
right.
to get girl back, but runs into all
right.
kind of hell and contradictions. Girl finna leave, and he running, trying to catch up to the train station before the train
right.
pull off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's a struggle even in they movies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if it's a struggle in they movies, and they basically, and their existence has been made so easy because they stole everything from everyone, and if the concept of love, even in they movies, is a struggle, then hell, you know, it's going to be a struggle
yeah.
for us too. So our romance is going to be a struggle, but we just got to keep pushing on, keep loving, and, you know, keep materializing.
Yeah, trying to love somebody in an abusive relationship.
You know? Yeah. In an abusive relationship.
In an abusive relationship.
Exactly.
You know, they're afraid to leave. You see what I'm saying? They're afraid to leave, and they're afraid to stay. Like, yeah,
exactly.
Like, you know, you can die in this situation right here. And you try to intervene,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to fight you. you
right.
see what I'm saying? Like so
mm-hmm.
it's really, a deep psychosis in regards to that. And you really have to be built for that, you know.
Right.
I always give it that pharma analogy. Like, the pharma has to be the most resilient person on the planet, the farmer, you know, the farmer mm-hmm. has to work with his or her vision in mind backwards. They have
mm-hmm.
to see the bountiful harvest. They have to be focused on that. They have to have that understanding, you know. So this is their process. They see the bountiful harvest and work their way backwards before even breaking ground. They have to make that conscious decision. The earth
mm-hmm.
has to agree with them. They have to, that's back-breaking, painstaking labor to break ground
mm-hmm.
to get to the fertile soil to start to drop seeds or plant seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Then the irrigation
mm-hmm.
factor. And then every day out there talking to your seeds while they're
mm-hmm.
in the gestation period. You see what I'm saying? Like, so these are all stages, you know, in regards to our development and looking at our brothers and sisters from this particular standpoint of every phase of their development. And we have to be
right.
patient, and we have to be loving, and we have to be kind, and we have to be we have to be effective. You
mm-hmm.
see what I'm saying? We have to be examples, and we got to get rid of those weeds that come among us
right.
acting like they're fruit.
Yeah.
But the weed in that aspect, you know, in that aspect is a test for the seed. It's a test
mm-hmm.
for the seed. So if those seeds bear fruit, the testament was that it survived the test of the weed.
Right.
So the weed breaks ground, and it's evident that life is there before you would see the seed break ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a process, you know. So this is a trial. You know, we work with our ancestors. Our ancestors try us to see if we're fortified enough for what we say we want and who we say we are.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the trials. We get the tribulations. We get the bruises. We get the scars. But in those lessons are the blessings that show us aspects of ourselves that we did not look at and become resilient. We still are
right.
farming. We're still out here irrigating. We're still out here with that sacred science of husbandry, tilling the ground, planting
right.
those seeds. And we don't control the time by which those seeds bear fruit, just like we don't control the time in which someone gets what we're saying. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes consistency. So all of these aspects are there that are nurturing, that are loving, that are mothering, you know, that come along with that, you know, and it tries us.
Right.
To elevate us.
Right. I mean, there is no growth and development without contradictions, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, contradictions, that's where change comes from.
And then your analogy of the farmer, you know, trying to break that hard ground to soften it up, you know, that's us trying to reach the minds of the masses of the people. It's attacking not them as a person, but attacking their mindset, and to try to get them to do that critical thinking, you know, to start to break the you know, the mind control that they're under. So, you know, and when you're attacking that mindset, then you're dropping those seeds that you mentioned. And they might get emotional, they might get upset, and they'll, you know, might walk away, might try to argue with you, hang with you for a good minute, but trust and believe, once they walk away and it starts to settle, that's when the seeds are going to start taking root and it's going to start making sense to them. You know, because the people have been ready. You know what I'm saying? They're just waiting on us, the farmers, to come along and give them what they need. As you mentioned, they're in an abusive relationship, and we can't expect them to leave that abusive relationship until we can show them how they can benefit from their own independent sovereign nation, how they can benefit from having total autonomy over themselves, total self-determination, self-government, you know what I mean? How their food will be provided, how their education will be provided, how their medical care will be provided. You know, we have to give the people something materially. Again, it goes back to that whole material thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to materially give them the information they need, show them, you know, that it is possible. But they're ready and they're waiting. You know, they're waiting for us. And so, like you mentioned, that's where that love comes in. We got to love them enough to get down there. Because as you mentioned, like, you know, the farmer has to get down there in the dirt. Got to get down there and put in, you know, put in that back work, put in that hard, that sweat and dripping off your brow work before you can, you know, reap the benefit. And so that's what we got to do.
Most definitely. Y'all see how that African woman just refined you in the greatest manner? You see what I'm saying? Like that healing for your soul, you know? She gives you what you need, not what you want. You know, she gives you what you need, not what you want. So,
I mean, that's that complementarity, that duality. You know, that's the magic of us being, you know, new African men and new African women. You know, we return to who we are naturally. Then we naturally complement each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, we naturally flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything just is as it should be. Once you, right. You know, you don't have those isms, you know, you not trying to be an individual. You're trying to be about the collective. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to be objective versus being emotional. You know what I mean? Like, once when we operate and stand on this our square, then everything falls into place and is as it should be. You know, without that outside, those outside influences that we know are trying to rip us apart.
Right. So before we go, we got to hear this illustrious Sing L. You understand what I'm saying? I had my hand over my heart. I was like, Queen Dashi was going in. And that's another dimension out here that, you know, just like, you know, what's a 411, like, you know, people know you a certain kind of way. They don't know, you know, all of the dimensions. So any opportunity you get to acquaint them, you know, and introduce an aspect, it's like a whole nother introduction. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right. Yeah. Damn, Queen. All right. All right. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Took me back to Ain't I a Woman, you know what I mean? Like, you know, all the way back, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, yes, you know, you got African women out here, and they are the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Not the lie, mm-hmm. It's the truth. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
Getting to this single right here, you know?
Let's do it.
Then we can wrap it up, B. You know what I'm saying? We can all wrap
right.
It up, B.
All right, B. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I mean.
Oh, snap. Yeah, so let's get it to it.
I Dang.
Yeah. I love that song.
Yes. This queen is on fire over here. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. And for the listening audience, you know, that track, that was For Life. You know, I'm Southern, so I say four instead of four. But, you know, it's hashtag the number four, L-Y-F-E. You know, and it's available on all streaming platforms. So go on and stream it, download it, support the queen. And I actually have a meeting on Sunday with a videographer, and we're going to start, you know, trying to storyboard a video for it. So I'm excited. I haven't done a video in several years, so I'm very excited about what's next for that. So, again, you know, if y'all like the page, follow the page, and, of course, you'll be in the know as that progresses as well.
Don't get no light-skinned dude, man. You know how no light-skinned dudes react to. You know, so.
Well, you know, I personally, I'm dark-skinned. I'm team chocolate since I'm, you know, dark-skinned anyway, so.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. But, yeah, definitely, you know, I also want to give a shout-out again to Straight Drop Music Group. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the home team right there, making all the Queen's music dreams come true. So I definitely got to shout them out based out of Memphis, Tennessee. But yeah, we're going to keep it, you know, the video, we're going to keep it Team Chocolate and Sissy, as Oma Lolly would say.
Yeah. That's my brother, man. That's my brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got any final thoughts, any acknowledgments, any shout-outs, everything you want to plug, your social media stuff again, where they can find the project, how they can support your community initiatives, any last message for the youth out there, for the families out there, you know?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I want to let those know who are listening to the sound of my voice. You know, if you're in the Memphis area or know anyone in the Memphis area, you know, like our page, Voices of New Africa, and that's A-F-R-I-K-A, we will be hosting a Kwanzaa school in December, you know, December the 26th through January the 1st, to teach the babies all about these seven principles that should govern our lives daily. So follow our page, and if you're interested in enrolling your child, be on the lookout for that information. That'll be coming out within the week. So, yeah, shout out to African Pride organization that I'm working with to put that on. I've already shouted out, you know, Straight Drop, my music home. As far as, you know, the new African brothers and sisters and, you know, the children that are listening, you know, just at the end of the day, just remember that the struggle we're in, as I mentioned before, is a protracted struggle. And understand that the basis for us to have power as a new African people is land. And that is why, you know, under the New African Independence Movement, we are fighting for our own independent sovereign nation, again, so that we can be a self-determining people that is removed from this institution of racism, white supremacy. So, you know, just know that we will win. You know, it's not a matter of if we will win or it we will. You know what I mean? So just hold the faith, keep your boots on the ground, link with the brothers and sisters in your community. It's not just Memphis that's putting in this work, but link, because it's going to take all of us, the masses of the people, to bring this materially into fruition. And for any child that's listening that has experienced child sexual abuse, I want you to know that it's not your fault. And I really want to encourage you to seek healing through the arts. I understand traditional therapy may be something that works for you, but for most of us it does not. And that's where we can go back to our roots, to our art forms, and that's where we can and talk about it. You know, tell someone, don't be afraid. And be sure that you heal, get the healing that you need, because if you don't, then we will continue to perpetuate the cycle as hurt people. So again, you know, it's not your fault. Tell someone if it's happening to you, get help.
You can reach out to me on my Queen Jasira page in full confidentiality for any help that you need. And with that being said, Big Brother, back to you. I just want to thank you for the opportunity. I hate that it took so long for us to finally pull this together, but I'm so glad we did. I hope that I can come back, you know, as things progress in my career and with my work, and talk with you some more. And I just, you know, honor you for giving me the opportunity to use your platform to discuss what it is that I'm doing.
It is definitely a great thing, and this is your home. You understand what I'm saying? This is your home, you know. There ain't no guests over here. This is the home right here, you know what I'm saying? So you got the time for one call? We got one caller.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. My brother, he's my niece in the building, man. He must have heard that light skin comment and called in like, oh, no.
No,
come
I
on,
did
not.
Man, I'm mad I missed it because I would have pulled out the boxing gloves. Hotel Pooh, Black Power family, how you guys doing?
Blacktastic.
Uncle Jocelyn, great work, Queen. I wanted to ask you a question of, if I could real quick, what are some high sides and downsides, you know, of your mission, of the things that you do?
Ask the question one more time.
What are some high sides and potential downsides, the low sides of, you know, of your mission and what you're dealing with?
Yeah, I would say that, of course, the high sides, as far as what I do, like for me personally, as far as it relates to the music, the high side is, you know, being able to do my music, being able to reach people, having, you know, people who know my music and that it helps them. You know, the high side is being able to help a child that has been abused, or to help prevent the abuse of a child. Is definitely a high side. It's a high side to be able to educate our children and teach them the concepts, you know, of what freedom should look like, what our independent sovereign nation should look like. And reach them as early as possible and see them grasp and hold on to those concepts, because we're going to need them to further this work when we're no longer physically on this plane. The downsides are, of course, as me and the brother were talking earlier, you know, in this romance that we're in and this undying love that we have for our people, the lows are that sometimes our people don't love us back, you know, and we understand, we overstand why that is. We understand why that is, but you know what I'm saying, it's still a struggle. So the downside is just the overall struggle to be who I am in the context and in the confines of the hills of North America, and within the confines of this capitalistic, you know what I'm saying, neo-colonialism structure, this racism, white supremacy structure. That's the downside in itself, is that I can't fully experience what is rightfully mine collectively as a people. We can't fully have what is rightfully ours. Those are all of the downsides, along with my own personal struggles with the abuse that I suffered. So, you know what I mean? There's several layers it's a prism with several different sides. You know, but at the end of the day, brother, the upsides definitely outweigh the lows. And I would do it all over again, and I would probably start doing it even earlier if I had the chance and knew then what I know now. I would do it again, and I would start doing it even earlier than when I started in this lifetime, if you feel me.
Right. Well, we congratulate your work, and I got on the knowledge more. Told you, but you know, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna plug to some hot music and hot beats. So I'm gonna talk to the good brother, and I'm pretty sure he can link us up, and I'll be you know, trying to shoot you some good music. I'm pretty sure you'd be very, very pleased with, because you know, they say every great hero or heroine needs some good theme music. So we do know us as African people, us as Black people, that we definitely, you know, we'll people that vibrate, you know, we
exactly.
We field, so it is very important to establish that aspect in educating. Because I was just talking to my girls. I have a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 1-year-old. All of them are girls. So mm-hmm. it is the type of conversation where, you know, they are blanketed or being bombarded with a lot of images that mm-hmm. would support a level of naivety or the naive mind of some of these women that be food for a predator. You understand? Mm-hmm. Allowing themselves to look at the cosmetics rather than looking at the indwelling of a thing. And I think it is very important that our people can be educated. You know, how we do it, we can do it in a very colorful, a very cool, a very, you know, like in the brother Knowledge Born, a very classy fashion. You know, until he want to hurl them light skin jokes. But I think it's very important what you're doing, and you know, like I said, for my children, it is an image that they need to see. They need to understand. Well, hey, this is we should be respecting ourselves. We should respect each other. You know, if we are seeing, you know, certain signs of abuse or where it could potentially be dangerous to them. Well, we aren't pushing it under the rug. We're actually going to get something done about it, whether it be our brothers or, you know, other sisters. We aren't going to let it, you know, lay dormant. So I really want to thank you. Salute to you and your work. Salute to Brother Knowledge Born, Due to Knowledge Radio. I would love to ask you many more questions, but I understand we're on the timetable. So, you know, I'm pretty sure this won't be the last Thursday that you know, speaking out loud and you are the voice that we hear on Due to Knowledge. So, you know, go out and say thank you, sister.
Okay, thank you.
Shout out to my brother Equine. He light skinned with a dark skinned heart. He just say light skinned stuff sometimes, you know.
That's a black heart. Black blue heart.
He say light skinned stuff sometimes. I mean, like, oh yeah, I forgot, man, I forgot.
Hey, he forgot to tell you that I was born light skinned or red, what they call with some very black hands. So I'm probably the light skinned Negro, you know, with the blackest hands.
That's how it goes.
So yeah.
Yeah, appreciate you calling in. You know,
no problem, sir. No,
about to wrap
no
it up,
problem.
D. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
we went
sir.
Over time. So we just gotta make sure that our sister got her just due.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Right. Hey, that's it. All right, Quinn, I appreciate you coming through. This is yours to keep, so you can download it, chop it up, use it for a marketing tool to promote what you're doing, raise awareness to your cause, and give them a foreshadowing of what's to come. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Thank you for your time, your attention, all of the jewelry that you done dropped in over here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On that thing. This is home. There's no place like home. You know, you can come back. I definitely want to have you back on to speak specifically about, you know, just trauma and abuse and overcoming it, you know, in our family. You see what I'm saying? And some of the people you're working with, maybe they could come on, share their experiences. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we can really hone in on that aspect right here. You know, this was kind of like an array, but I really want to concentrate that because it is a pandemic, as you stated, and you have to raise awareness. And, you know, some of the signs and things like that they got, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're calling it human trafficking. You understand? We
exactly.
Experienced the Great Maafa. So now it's a human situation when it involves them. But, you know, these pandemics and the after effect of the Great Maafa manifesting in these physical forms of transgenerational trauma. Definitely want to speak to that. And, you know, hear from some survivors like yourself and, you know, push and progress the conversation forward because I got different solutions. You know what I'm saying? Like 1831 gave me the,
You know, that's my solution. You know, the 1831 solution. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, for other folks, you know, cognitive behavioral techniques in regards to dealing with those affected, not necessarily the perpetrators, you know, but as far as the, you know, these after effects, because hurt people, and you don't want to continue that kind of cycle going on. So.
Right.
You got some time in your schedule. I definitely would love to have you back on to talk specifically about that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, maybe we could target for, you know, after the first of the year, because I'm about to be doing some traveling and and then we got the Kwanzaa school that I mentioned. So, yeah, we can, you know, target, circle back around to each other in a couple of months.
Right. We'll be cheering for you in the meantime, in between time.
Likewise. Thank you again for the opportunity.
All right. Enjoy your night, son.
Okay. You too.
All right. Peace.
All right. Later.
All right, fam. We're about to get out of here. Make sure y'all support our sister, Queen Jasira, with this epic new single, Folk Life. You know, make sure you go find it. Follow her and follow that Queen Jasira page on Facebook so you can get the updates and stay in tune. You know, find out those organizations, see how you can make a difference, how you can contribute, and let's continue in this collective African spirit of unity, liberation, sovereignty, and the destruction of our enemies, both foreign and domestic, both internal and external. And just like that, we are out of here.
Yeah. Night of front, these green.
Hello, my listeners. I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences. Mental enslavement and Willie Lynch. Wicked. Hello, my listeners. I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences. Mental enslavement and Willie Lynch. Wickedness. To my brothers, I speak because I know that you lost. This is history in the making. You are living a holocaust. Just turn your TV on. You see it's okay to kill us off. If you don't free your mind, our children can't grow strong. Cops don't protect us. They hunt us. Disease infests us. Senseless how that beast could kill us off and keep his tension. Did I mention? You can't trust all reverends. How can I preach to me about an all-white heaven? And my news at 11 systematically shows my aggression. When I suggest this, they claim that I'm rebelling. But this is true expression. You can't sugarcoat oppression. Throw my black fist in the air. Turn my mind into a weapon. To the brothers, I say, yo, do the knowledge with the shorties. That's why half this country being run by the Saudis. America the beautiful, built on the back of the slaves. But ain't no black in the flag, though we fought with they ass. I'm called militant when I choose to shoot down ignorance. Progression of my people was imminent, so I'm with this shit. Just a regular man, humble by all means. Like, yo, I hit the club, but damn, I still read. To free the mind that lives inside and can't see. You might have to store weapons and water in canteens. Camps of concentration being built with no complications. Fuck Ronald Reagan, he put crack in my ghetto nation. Fuck Daddy Bush, he cooked it up, rocking the apron. Fuck little Bush for allowing the planes devastation. Of course we rule the world as force, we were bred for strength. That's why we don't rule shit else, we weren't bred for sense. Treated like animals by slave owner, homosexual cannibals that rent and rave cheer at games like they fans of you, and they'll call me a racist. But the black community is the only one in this nation still racially segregated. But they'll turn around, say there's no truth in what I'm complaining. Well, if you doubt in Dino Green, fuck you, you probably racist. Take that to your church, mosque, and your synagogue. Black power.
Amen.
Everything that's in your community that you don't control is a weapon against you. Public education as it exists today is a weapon against black people. TV and news media, especially the WPP, white power press, white people's paper, and white people's power are enemies against black people. What the white press does is that it makes black people an enemy of black people.
Yeah. Van Glory is Vanguard.
Knowledge Ball.
Yeah.
United Front.
Tell it.
What you want?
To the Knowledge Radio.
We in here.
Yo.
What you got? Dot.
Work hard as a slave to one day be your savior. The wave unwavering. This is a labor of love. Rise with a purpose every day. Invigorated. If we were on TV, we'd be 10 times syndicated. If we waited for validation, a paycheck or accolades, we'd be starved, already lost or ran away. But when you're square, solid, and you circle too, you don't need a place for silence. The concept is conquered through. Media, not areas of people activity. A mix that don't lose ethnicity. Tightness that don't lose elasticity. Explicitly, this isn't where we give the novice regard. Nah, this is where knowledge is born. Last time that I checked, I'm undefeated. Deliver edicts, can't resist when the gods build and manifest freedom. When lines get crossed, they may push a loss, cause they get handed a check. We kick a can and cancel your cancerous gestures. A prophet vision, precision, the prescription for the sickness is to inoculate your fate with the winning. Arrogant beginnings turn to humble endings. And US with KBA is a win-win. 1K, 1K.